You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's the list in your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is February 16th, 2022. This is the list in your boy, brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats or your humper chats in, and that would get your question or statement read on the air. You can go to humperchats.com and do that. We got Jimmy Van. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm good, Sean Rossap. How are we ever going to fill this hour? Because we got nothing to talk about today
Boring. I didn't even have time to do my hair, Jimmy.
We're going to be doing like virtual thumb wrestling today.
Yeah, it's a sad day. There's just nothing to talk about. definitely nothing that anybody would send super chats or humper chats about. That's for sure.
Nothing. No, I want to say first, if anybody joined us last week for the CatCast, the Outside the Ring CatCast, Sean and I did with Dr. Sarah Wooten. Very interesting chat. We raised over $2,000 for charity. We are going to do one more CatCast on Thursday, March the 10th at 4 p.m. Eastern. And for this one, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn because they did confirm. So I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. We're going to get the Cat Whisperer, Jackson Galaxy, is going to be our guest on the second and final CatCast that Sean and I do. So if you have a cat or have ever had a cat, you probably know who Jackson Galaxy is. He's done a bunch of TV shows. He's like the Caesar Milan of cats. So check that out on Thursday, March 10th at 4 o'clock Eastern.
Jimmy. We got Chris Marcellus saying it's payday. Here's $5 Canadian. Thank you for the 23 cents USD. I always love that joke.
Never doesn't get old. It doesn't get old.
It doesn't get old. Cher Horowitz says, tell everyone to go check out the debut episode of Strong Style on Fightful Overbooked. Genuinely, guys, I encourage you guys to check out Fightful Overbooked. It's now on Apple as well, but youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked or just FightfulOverbooked.com has it as well. We have so many great new shows there, and it just makes me very happy. It makes me very happy when I see people that just troll, Fightful nonstop. Then we just arbitrarily are like, here are 10 brand new shows, and all of them outdraw the people who just won't put in the work. That makes me very happy, Jimmy. So Strong Style among all the other great shows over there. Matt Reichiel says, hi, Sean and Jimmy. I just read the Justin Barrasso SI article. Red Cody could start filming vignettes this weekend. I don't have that confirmed. I'm working on a giant story. There's been a lot of conjecture and a lot of stuff. I think you'll find that nothing that I've reported so far is incorrect. There's a lot of conjecture. You have to be careful how you word things. You got to be careful who you talk to. You got to find out who's got what agenda or who they're talking about and what agenda they have. But there's a lot going on right now, Jimmy. And
well, before we get before we get to the big story, first, I want to send condolences to the family of Mickey J, former WWF and WCW referee. He passed away at the young age of 59. I understand it was due to COVID-related pneumonia, which is awful. 59 is way too young. So condolences to his family. So I wanted to mention Mickey J first before we get to the Cody Rhodes thing, Sean. And I got to tell you, Sean, you know, you first broke the story last month that he was working in AEW without a contract. Cody, of course, cut the promo. I think it was only on the YouTube channel where he mentioned you by name and said that that the story was true. I thought there's no chance he's leaving AEW.
That's what everybody thought. That's what everybody thought. There were people in the company that thought it was a work. Again, yep. I'll have more on that on FightfulSelect.com Thursday. Quick plug, we do have news of another free agent that's supposed to be coming into AEW on Fightful Select. Bad kept secret online now, but please subscribe. My God, this one though, Jimmy, did I tell you about this weekend?
You mentioned it, yes.
Okay, so I had some reports that were out there that said, oh, well, people found out Monday. No, people knew Friday. People knew Friday, and people were nervous that I was asking about it Friday.
Right.
I had one person that said, man, I started to sweat when you sent me a text message because this is a story about an EVP and the owner of the company having issues that led to this situation, having a fundamental disagreement.
Yeah.
Whoo, boy. There's a lot here.
Well, let's get right into it. So it was yesterday, February 15th, that you broke the story that Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes were both leaving AEW. I think you said their contracts expired December 31st. There's been, and I've been asking you a bunch of questions because everybody is reporting something different, you know, like Meltzer's sure. reporting some stuff and Wade Keller's reporting some stuff. TMZ is even in there with some stuff. Talk about just everything you know about what led to his departure from the company that he inspired the creation of. I honestly did not think he was going to leave, but tell us everything that you know about how this came to be.
Pretty fundamental disagreement regarding a renegotiation period and the option. Now, I confirmed on Fightful Select today something that I'd asked about last month. Chris Jericho, a lot of people thought that his deal was coming up. And then I asked, and they're like, no, he's there for another couple of years. And I'm like, why? How is that? Like, he had a 3-year deal. Well, a lot of these original 3-year deals, some of them had 2-year options on them, and several of them were exercised. I'm not sure if Cody's was exercised or not, but from what I understand, there was a bit of a disagreement there about the terms of that. I don't know what else went into it. That's something that I'm digging around on today. It will be in my report on Fightful Select Thursday. But Cody Rhodes became a free agent. And I never think it's an accident when I find out stuff. Like, you know, the real Jimmy, anytime that I get information, people will be like, well, this person leaked this, this person leaked this. It all starts with somebody telling me something. Mm. Like, you can't just cook up stuff out of thin air. And if you're doing that, you're bad at your job. It starts with at least one person telling me one thing. Then you ask, it snowballs. You find a way to get the full story or as close to the full story as you can. He was not in Atlantic City last week. I don't know if he was supposed to be, but there were people surprised that he wasn't there. And I can tell you that from Friday, Kate and I had teased it on the air because I clued her in as to why she was going to have to carry that show. I was going to be sending messages back and forth, trying to dig stuff in. Big thanks to Kate for carrying that show. Then throughout the weekend, like, I was talking to people and they said that Cody was telling people that he would not lead the other direction, that he was staying with AEW and that mm-hmm. he loved AEW and Tony and that he was negotiating and it got spun the wrong way. It ain't spun the wrong way anymore. By Tuesday morning, Jimmy, 9 a.m., there were people in WWE making calls to a variety of people. I don't want to put anybody on blast, but it was being hyped up in WWE, like, this announcement's coming. By 9:45, a lot of people knew. I hadn't even known by then, but at 9:45, I learned there was a 10 a.m. announcement coming. I made a couple quick calls, and I was able to get a lot of confirmation on an AEW side and a WWE side. Yep, this announcement is coming. It's happening. So people in WWE, knew that this was on the horizon. So they have very clearly had talks with Cody and his people, or else, like, how would they know that this was this three-pronged announcement, this three-pronged release is coming? So for the, everybody that says it's a work, well, if it's a work, WWE's getting worked, the talent's getting worked, there's a lot of people getting worked. And here's the deal. I will never rule anything out. Not in pro wrestling. Not in pro wrestling, man. Over the last 8 months, Jimmy, I've had people say, check on CM Punk to AEW. And I said, piss off. Get out of here. I had somebody say, Steve Austin, WrestleMania on Monday. And I said, no way. Come on. And then I ask, and oh boy. I had people saying, Cody Rhodes is a free agent. Well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I do all the contract stuff. I break a lot of contract news. I'll run it. We'll see. I thought it was a big story at the time. Didn't know it was going to be like this. Didn't know it was going to get this far. I figured they come to terms. Everything's fine. Everything isn't fine. At least not of right now. Anything's possible until he signs on the dotted line. Anything's possible. Yeah. I just spoke to AJ Styles for an interview that we had last week. Cheap plug. TNA thought they had him in 2015, Jimmy. They thought they had him, Gallows, and Anderson. He had one conversation with Triple H. He said, nah, I'm going there. I'm going to WWE. Mm-hmm. And TNA was so salty that a few days before the Rumble, they posted a statement. We understand AJ Styles is going to WWE. You never know until it happens. It's card subject to change, life subject to change.
Man. I mean, you know what? Being a hockey fan, you remember when Wayne Gretzky was traded from the Edmonton Oilers back in, I think, 1988.
King's Ransom.
When that happened, everybody said, if Wayne Gretzky can be traded, anybody can be traded. And this is obviously not a trade, but still, it's a similar situation. I thought there was no chance that Cody Rhodes leaves AEW because he wasn't just a talent in AEW. He wasn't just a wrestler in AEW. He inspired the creation through the first All-In show with the Young Bucks in Chicago, because that showed Tony Khan that there was a business case to be made for a national wrestling company. And he was an EVP. He had two reality TV shows with Warner Media. He, you know, the training school with QT Marshall, they've been bringing in a bunch of talent into AEW from that. He's got so much going on behind the scenes with AEW. I thought there was no chance that he was going to go anywhere. I got a bunch of questions I want to ask you about this. The first one is, and we talked about this off the air, and you already kind of alluded to it. You think there's any chance that AEW makes a last minute effort to bring him back?
Sure. They should. I mean, I saw a lot of downplaying of what Cody is and was there. Like, and I'm not trying to bury Wade Keller or anything like that, but I saw what he said, that nobody liked Brandy. That isn't true. I'm not hearing like an overwhelming positive thing, but look at our friend Jesse the Buckeye and the things that Brandy did for her. I will always respect that. But it ain't over till it's over. It ain't ever over till it's over. You never know. You would be surprised at some of the deals that I haven't been able to talk about that haven't happened, but almost did. You just never know.
So the next question for you. So it was noticeable over the last, I'd say, 12 to 18 months on AEW television. It was noticeable that Cody had become less of a so-called corporate face on television, and that Tony Khan had become more prevalent on air as the authority. I think the Forbidden Door story is when it started. The Forbidden Door story is when Tony started appearing on television more. And then next thing you know, it felt like Cody, in terms of presentation on television, oftentimes he was like on an island all to himself. He would do a lot of one-off matches, and he would do a lot of, you know, short storylines. And it was very clear that he was kind of on, you know, and on his own island to himself. That's the best way that I can think of putting it. TMZ reported that there was a fallout between Cody Rhodes and Tony Khan. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes. Not anything I feel comfortable putting out here and getting aggregated and taking out of context. Nothing to that degree. I do want to get to some super chats and humper chats. We got a lot. CM says, if Tony made a last minute deal to get Cody, it'd be the perfect fuel for a heel turn. That's my copium. Sorry. Him existing is already a perfect thing for a heel turn. I've been fascinated by the character. I think it's been great outside of the Codyverse stuff with QT. I think it's been really good. Eloquent says, can't imagine Turner is happy about losing Cody. I don't think, okay, listen, I've never heard from Turner that they renewed that show. I've not heard that they've renewed it. I've not heard that they're filming it. I've not heard any of that stuff. However, I think there's a chance that USA Network would pick it up.
100%. Or E. Or E, one or the other.
Or E. Yeah, Rob Reed says, or actually that's a different one. Riley says, if Cody signs with WWE and Lashley walks out of Saturday with the belt, I think that he is the Mania match for the WWE title. Also, I think strong chance Cody walks out with the title. If you mean Mania, I think possibly. I think there's a real possibility that if Cody is signed by WWE, he's put in the main event picture. And he should be, because he is a main event level talent that gets main event level attention and heat.
And why wouldn't he go? Obviously, he would have it all agreed to before he signs, I'd imagine. He's not stupid. So I think he'd want to know what the plan would be or what the direction would be before he even agreed to go there.
Oh, man. We got so many more. I am a Lucha says, any thoughts on whether that chair shot from the chairman way back was the beginning of friction between them by the creative? I was told that Tony Khan was not happy with that at all. He was very unhappy about that, and he should have been. That shouldn't have happened. Jackson says, Cody leaving AEW right before a potential Bullet Club Civil War is peak Cody. Yeah. Johnny says, is all communication cut between Cody and AEW, or are they still talking or negotiating? I don't know. Dave Meltzer said that lawyers were involved Monday, and there were a lot of people saying that that specifically was like a bad thing. I was like, lawyers were involved when I got a new deal with Jimmy. That's commonplace. Yep. You should have your lawyers involved in any major career move like that. Like,
hell, I use lawyers before I cross the street in the morning.
There you go. There you go. Confliction says, is Cody still running the Nightmare Factory? Because I realize we may live in a world where a top WWE star is training AEW's next generation. I don't know how that's going to play out. I'm still going to ask around about that. I think QT is handling the majority of that, but I don't quote me on that.
I think Meltzer said, sorry to cut you off, I think Meltzer said Cody still intended to be part of that school.
Yeah, I'm sure that I think that's something that he wants to do, but yeah. I'm going to ask myself. Rob's Fashion and Expressive Reality says, if Cody goes back to WWE, is Mania possible? I think Mania is likely. I think they would lean on him for Mania to some degree. Joe DiMaio says, any chance Cody takes Triple H a seat that he may not return to? Feels odd for him to leave EVP talent and talent to be just talent in WWE. Thoughts? Not with the money that WWE is throwing around right now, buddy. It sure doesn't. But could you imagine the discourse on Twitter that Triple H lost the war so badly that they brought in an AEW EVP that literally smashed his throne? Woof. This isn't a work, guys. I mean, on the surface, it's not a work. If it's a work, they're working everybody. Everybody. And let me tell you, you do not come back from working the boys. You don't. It right. never works out for you. You right. never have their trust. Josh Cardenas says, have you had any blowback from wrestlers in AEW? I don't know what you mean by blowback. There are people that like Cody and dislike Cody. I'll be transparent. I didn't ask about this. I was told Friday some crazy stuff is going down. And it was very vague, Jimmy. It was incredibly vague. And I'm like, what the hell? Am I about to get buried on Twitter? Like, did I do something? Like, I was worried. Like, it felt like a warning. And when I asked people, they would not tell me. And the way that I found out it was Cody is when I asked people, is this a good thing or a bad thing? The responses I got were, that's a good question and depends on who you ask. I'm like, that explains Cody on screen, off screen. That is depends on who you ask if it's a good or a bad thing. That is polarizing Cody Rhodes on social media, on Twitter, all that stuff. Always had positive interactions with the guy, but you cannot debate. That's the type of reaction that he gets. Mm-hmm. So that's what tipped me off to it. And that's why I was able to gain some more information. Dragon Master Adam says, do you think WWE will mention AEW on air at all? Since that's the main reason why they want him back. They should. Why shouldn't they?
At the very least, Cody will.
That's so much of Cody's thing.
Yep.
That's so much of his deal there.
Yep.
Nicholas says, if Triple H was healthy, then him and Cody would be my Mania match. Yeah. That'd be my Mania match 100%. For him, too.
Yep.
I would even go as far as to say they should do Stephanie and Triple H against Cody and Brandy.
100%. 1,000%. Yes.
I think that would be really entertaining. Yes. The promos would be very, very interesting there.
Yeah.
Reminder, guys, humperchats.com. get in those questions or statements. Andy T. Monaghan says, given the connections Cody has made from his reality shows, TV appearances on various Turner shows, and everything non-AEW is involved with, unless it's going on through something of his own, like an ROH, what would have him give up all those things? I will say this every single time it's asked, every single time. I will never try to understand the motivations of a millionaire or an artist because I don't know. You never know what their specific motivation is at any point in time. I can tell you that my motivations in remaining with Fightful are creative freedom, working with people that I like, helping create jobs, making good money, doing stuff that changes things. I can't speak to what Cody Rhodes would want at any specific time. And I mean, that's where we are in it. It's hard to gauge that.
Obviously, though, when it comes to connections, I mean, if he wants to do Roads to the Top again, WWE's got all the connections in the world to do that.
They've got those, yeah.
Yeah, and I think about something that Arn Anderson once said. Arn Anderson once said, and granted, you know, this was in the 80s. Maybe you know, wrestling was more popular then than now, arguable. Arn Anderson said that 1 year in WWE made him a bigger star than all the years that he was in the NWA previously. And as big as AEW, you know, has become, and as big as Cody Rhodes has become, he goes back to WWE now a much bigger star than when he left. He can only then get bigger when you've got that international platform. So I can understand, you know, Cody thinking, okay, here's an opportunity for me to not only make good money, but I can generate these opportunities like the Miz did, like the Bellas did, like whoever else. I can understand him thinking that. It is still difficult for me to accept him leaving because he inspired the creation of AEW. He was like one of the founding fathers of AEW, but I do understand him looking at the financial gain and the opportunities that present themselves.
There are people that say Warner Media owns that production. Rights can be sold. It's not that big of a deal. That happens all the time. Joel Wood says, do you think Cody signing with WWE would help them recruit some guys whose contracts maybe come up that he's linked with, such as Wardlow or MJF? Yes, I do. There are a lot of people that will be in my report tomorrow that look at Cody Rhodes and they thank him an awful lot for helping open doors. I don't know about MJF or Wardlow specifically. I think that a lot of people believe that the MJF 2024 thing is a bit and he would never leave AEW.
Right.
I completely disagree. I can tell you I've interviewed him a number of times and he's very clear. You can talk about elements of character all you want. The man is very clear that he's going to make smart business decisions, and I don't think he'll sacrifice an insane amount of money difference in order to just like stay with a company. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nikolai with a monster super chat. Big thank you. He says, this might not be a popular opinion, but I think aside from the optics of a potential move of leaving AEW to WWE, I feel like this could be a potential net positive overall for AEW. No more storylines that exist in a bubble. More money for talent. So to approach that, I agree and disagree. More money for talent, yes. You can disperse that. Now you've got, I mean, they already planned several free agents that are coming in that I'm going to break the news of on FightfulSelect.com in the coming weeks. But yes, this does free up a lot of money. Cody and Brandy's money are out there. And I'd imagine that's significant. The QT Marshall stuff, that I think he's a great performer. That storyline stunk. That storyline was bad. However, Jimmy, I thought there was an awful lot of money in the fact that Cody's stories were in a bubble, because then when they weren't, then when he got involved with the Bucks or he got involved with Omega, I saw that as a big money thing down the line. Like, because people know, people are smart. The people that watch AEW, they know the drill. They know the rumors. I thought that that was an eventual big money story. It's like, oh, the Codyverse is now the multiverse. Now we're actually seeing him interact with these people.
I mean, there were so many programs that never got done because of the fact that he was in a bubble for so long. I mean, him and Sting, they teased forever.
I know.
You know what I mean? And Punk and Brian and so many, aside from Omega and the Bucks, there's a lot of stories that didn't get done. Granted, there's a lot of stories that can be done with him in WWE as well. So there's a lot of interesting stuff. I want to ask you
We ain't done, buddy. We ain't done by a long shot.
You tell me when you're ready for me to throw the next thing at you.
Go ahead, throw the next. No, I'm just kidding. Don't throw the next thing at me. What do you think about the reports that Cody wanting Punk Danielson money and TK not wanting to pay it? I heard at least one person throw that around. I have not confirmed it, but I've heard that. I've heard the chatter and the discussion and all that stuff for sure. Malik says, any merit to the report that there was serious heat between Cody, Brandy, and TK? Love what you guys are doing at Fightful. Well, thank you so much. I'll brag on Fightful in a bit, but in a tough negotiation, a lot of times there are those. I mean, quite frankly, I don't expect everybody to have as smooth negotiations as I've had with Jimmy Van. If that were the case, this deal would have been done a long time ago and then renegotiated six times since then.
In a year.
But a lot of times in these negotiations, okay, I've got an interview in the can with Rohit Raju. Rohit Raju is a guy that is not going to be like the main eventer. Hold on. Somebody says I sidestepped that one. I did not sidestep anything. I've heard the, listen, just because you ask a question on the super chat doesn't mean it's going to have like a definitive reportable answer. If I hear it from one person, it doesn't mean I can go with it and say that's a fact. And that's why reporting is usually good, fella. But as far as the heat between those two sides, I think that would happen along the case of anybody that has a tough negotiation. And Rohit Raju mentioned he improved his profile. He did good work. Impact offered him an amount of money that he wasn't satisfied with. He hit the bricks. No ill will there. It depends on how the negotiations go. Certain little things that are said, like if Scott D'Amore would have said to him, you're not worth that, I get the feeling Rohit Raju wouldn't be on good terms. But we don't know what was said there yet. Mm-hmm. Paul says, love your work, guys. What a time to be a Fightful subscriber. Have you heard anything about the rumor that Brandy isn't likely to be headed to WWE? Yeah, I've heard that. And if you're passing along the type of money that WWE is passing along to top guys, maybe she wouldn't need to. Pat says, is this the craziest period of wrestling news you've covered? One of them. There was this, before I had a ton of sources, this weird period between WrestleMania and the Greatest Royal Rumble, where in the meantime, Conor McGregor threw something at a bus that was really crazy too. That period was really crazy. I didn't have a day off for 2 months then. Randall, actually, this is for a different subject, but JW Pringle says, 10 foil hat time. Do you think Vince is petty enough to bring in Cody to get the 1 or 2 month pop, then sit him the remainder of his deal? Vince is known to hold grudges. Never say never is what I'll say. You never know. If you can't get along with Mustafa Ali, I don't know what you're doing, because I haven't found one person that has a bad thing to say about him. And he managed to have a blow-up argument with Mustafa Ali that led to Ali not being on TV the last 4 months. Jimmy, do you think that's possible?
Like you said, I think anything's possible. I don't think there was heat with Vince and Cody.
Yeah. He's been very respectful to
Vince.
And
when he left, he wasn't a top guy to Vince when he left. And sure. And Cody, to his own credit, has been very public that his goal was to leave WWE and show Vince that he was a top guy. And so now he, in theory, is going to come back and make top guy money and be able to show Vince that he is a top guy. I don't think there was any heat. Vince has known Cody since he was a little kid.
I think there's a 1 year period, or maybe even 7-8 month period, that I credit a lot of this to. And you may look at the list of wrestlers and say, well, what did they do? It didn't matter. Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett, Ryback, Jack Swagger. They were WWE guys that were all known for their WWE work. Mm-hmm. Several of them only came up in WWE. Jack Swagger, recruited. Ryback, tough enough. Cody Rhodes, WWE. Mm-hmm. Barrett, NXT. They all came up that way. And you thought, well, they're WWE guys. And at various points, they were either world champions, or people looked at them and said, eventual world champions. They never got there. You know what they all did? They all hit the bricks. They all had the option to stay in WWE. WWE wanted to keep all four of those guys. Barrett didn't wrestle again. Swagger went to MMA. Ryback just was like, I'll do video reviews and eat food in my car and stuff like that. Like, they left in a 1 year period between 2016 and 2017. And completely separate of them, the indies blew up. Cody was a help in that as well. But things changed around then. The mentalities changed. You started to see people with these really secure jobs leave. You saw you saw all that. And I think that is very important. And, you know, beyond that, Jimmy, security is important, especially when you're traveling, especially when you're on the road. Maybe you're moving from Atlanta or Jacksonville up to Stamford or New York, Jimmy, and you're taking your laptop. You're on that hotel Wi-Fi, that restaurant Wi-Fi. It's a hotbed for hackers. You want to protect yourself with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You'll get a great deal with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and you'll get an additional month free as well. Not only that, but you're going to avoid region-blocked shows. This is a big point of attraction for me. Whenever I'm on the West Coast, I can't watch SmackDown on my YouTube TV because it region blocks it. Not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm just
You know what? If I'm in Toronto, I can still watch all my favorite shows thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. And those crack houses you put me up in, those yeah. crack houses.
Those hostels?
With those terrible Wi-Fi, that terrible unsecured Wi-Fi. Well, I don't have to worry because I got NordVPN.com/Fightful on all my devices, and it protects me from the hackers. The hackers and the crackheads that are trying to steal all my data, Jimmy. NordVPN.com/Fightful, the fastest VPN out there. Love working with them. You can also use the code Fightful. Why are you so obsessed with my face, Jimmy?
Didn't it turn out wonderful, Sean? Except I've got this thing now. I got to figure that out. I had to get this made in Italy. Did you know that? Did I tell you that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
We got more. Christopher Spire says, if no deal with Cody and Brandy, then why have the Brandy and Paige segment a few weeks ago? I don't think that even they thought that Cody and Brandy were going to leave. I don't think anybody did. I thought everybody would probably stick around.
You got to remember, Cody as a free agent was the TNT champion.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Tony thought. Yeah. I did not think he was going anywhere. Honestly.
Even then, I think there's an incredible amount of professional respect there as there
should
be.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Malik says, I could see Cody doing a short-term WWE deal, maybe till Mania, then going back to AEW. P.S. You definitely didn't sidestep my last question. I appreciate you, Malik. Not trying to pick on that guy. It's just I can't conjure up an answer. Like, I can't make up something. I don't ever want to do that. If I were Cody, I would consider a short-term deal for a lot of money and say, show me that things are different.
Define short-term.
6 months, a year?
Vince isn't going to do that.
I know he will, but maybe
no.
He will.
No. Because you know, he always talks
surprised.
About... Maybe, but he always talks about in interviews about how, you know, the investment, you know, investing the television time and all of that. I think it's one thing sure. If it's Brock Lesnar per match.
Think things have changed. Think
with
things have changed.
With a new guy coming in from your competition? I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe.
I think so. Van Twinblade brings up Raju. He says, I love him. He's a total prick in the ring. But we'll talk to you forever at the merch table. Talk to him every time he's at Glory Pro. Going to try to get him to watch anime other than One Piece. He's a great dude. I am so excited for you guys to see that interview. We've got tons of them coming. Angle Podcast says, what reaction does Cody if he goes to WWE? Cheers because he's coming from AEW, or boos because he's been vocal about WWE? Oh, he's getting cheered.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Big pop.
It's new. It's a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Because most people realize that, that the creative ain't great. Guys, I've seen the Sports Illustrated report that says, yes, he's in WWE. The WWE people I talked to have not confirmed a signing yet, just so you all know. It's far from confirmed. Drew says, I think Cody knew that he was leaving for a while, maybe since Arthur Ashe, which is why Cody put himself in matches that put guys over and cut that crazy promo a few weeks ago. That promo, boy, the subject matter seems a lot different. He talks about how he did everything that CM Punk said he was going to do and change things. Good God, if you're Cody and you walk into WWE and you say, I left a few years ago so I could change things, and I did change things elsewhere, but I'm coming back to change things here. There's a good promo there that Cody can cut for sure. Chris says, waiting for the Lambert promo that he chased Cody and Brandy out of AEW. He has to cut that promo, Jimmy.
I guarantee you that somebody subtly or otherwise is going to say something on Dynamite tonight. Unless there's some last-minute Hail Mary. Otherwise, 100%, someone's going to make a subtle reference.
For all, I don't think it should be subtle. I think it should be, I mean, overt. The stuff that they say about WWE, like, I love it. I think it's great. It's entertaining. It gets me to go, ooh. But you gotta be willing to do that to yourself as well. Like, you have to. Scott Giles says, could WWE offer Cody the Bucks deal multi-year with an out clause if they're unhappy? They won't.
The Bucks did claim they got that. I think it was a 1 year out.
Yeah. But that's what Joel says. Yeah. Didn't they offer the Elite special deals where if they weren't happy, they could have left it for 6 months or something? I think that was to kind of cut AEW out from under or ROH out from under. I think that was the effort. Matt says, is it crazy to think the Cody promo prior to the Sammy match was a way of telling TK as to why he was worthy of Punk money? Yes, I do. I do think that, and other people think that. That'll be in my report on FightfulSelect.com on Thursday. Eloquent says, guaranteed Max Caster has a Cody bar tonight. He has to. Raphael says, what can you tell us about the creative room process in AEW? Is it Tony, any other voices? How much freedom are wrestlers given? They're given a lot of freedom. And that's something that many wrestlers say to me. Like, they get to pitch an awful lot of stuff. Tony has the final say. Tony took charge of a lot of creative in early 2020. And quite frankly, the show got a lot better. And he was very transparent about that being like a New Year's resolution of his. Stephen Dunnell says, does Cody enter to Smoke and Mirrors or Adrenaline in My Soul? He had that theme song made, so he's got his own theme now. And DGMC says, would an escape clause in Cody's contract work? I'm sure that would be highly enticing for him because AEW's smart. They know that bringing him back would cause a lot of buzz as well.
Well, 100% sure would, for sure.
Let me check the Humper chats. We might be caught up. People, sure? I talked for an hour about this last night, and people are still talking about it. I love it, man. I love it.
I mean, the fact that any story could break a day after Stone Cold and take its thunder.
I saw tells you that's nobody talking about Stone Cold on Tuesday.
Yep. Yep.
Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. That's where both of these stories were broken. Jarlik Zool says, any truth to the reason Cody left is because he wasn't able to book matches anymore. Seems strange considering how happy he was doing the community outreach that he talks about on Unrestricted. I'm sure that had a little bit to do with it. But again, I can't really speak to that because I haven't learned that as of yet. Mm-hmm. But I will ask. Matt says they should have a presser in Saudi announcing Cody. Nah.
Can I touch upon that? So there was an outlet, and I forget which outlet it was, but there was an outlet hinting or suggesting that he could be a surprise of the Elimination Chamber. That would be such a stupid thing to do because he's not going to get the reaction in Saudi Arabia that he would before a U.S. crowd. And you've only got a first chance to make a big first impression. That would be a really foolish thing to do. You wait until Raw or Mania.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Can I ask some questions now, or you still got some chats?
I still got a few, but go ahead.
So you and I had talked in the past over a long period of time about the EVPs. Off the air, I would ask you stuff that I would hear, and sometimes you would mention stuff. And I'm not going to say there was a falling out, but there was a period of time when Cody and the Bucks and Omega weren't necessarily as close as they were, say, when AEW began. Dave Meltzer is reporting that was the case, but that in recent times, the EVPs had been getting along. Because one of my questions for you along the lines of him being on an island all to himself as a performer on television, was there a falling out in terms of the hierarchy that kind of led to him being, I don't know if scapegoat's the right word, but he was kind of just kind of, you know, left to fend for himself kind of.
There's been some sort of, I don't want to say falling out, but something to it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We already touched upon this. Wade Keller reports that Vince McMahon is planning to put Cody in a major match at WrestleMania. Have you heard anything in terms of it's a done deal? He's going to WWE or anything like that at all? No. Nothing at all.
For Cody?
For Cody.
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. Zach Barber says, it's weird that the face of the Revolution goes back to the very place he revolted from. Yeah, I completely agree. Ultimately, that's how he can spin it, is that he wants to change things in that place as well. Lorenzo says, Cody going to WWE could be a good thing if AEW wrestlers see Cody treated right. that would make others consider going to WWE.
That's true. It is.
Yep.
You've heard a lot from guys that left that went to AEW and they shit on it. 100%. If somebody goes back with a positive experience.
Yeah,
for sure. I want to talk about what you mentioned earlier about Brandi Rhodes. So it was Wade Keller that made a comment about Brandi Rhodes, and I'm going to read the exact quote so nothing's taken out of context. This was the quote from Wade Keller. It sounds mean, but nobody has anything nice to say about Brandi Rhodes and her disposition or popularity behind the scenes. There's a reason I wanted to address this. So I don't know Brandi Rhodes. Brandi Rhodes doesn't know me. But I tend to look at people based on how they've treated me or how I've interacted with them or how they've interacted with me. And it was back at the end of 2019 that Sean had grown his hair out. We knew that we wanted to do something for charity in order to donate the hair and raise awareness for charity. We came up with the idea to hit up AEW because they had a Nightmare Collective going on at the time. They were cutting people's hair as a trophy. I hit up Brandi Rhodes on Twitter. And again, I don't know Brandi Rhodes. Brandi Rhodes doesn't know me. I hit her up on Twitter, and within like an hour, she responded to me and basically said, let's do it. And we were able to arrange for Sean to go to a Dynamite taping and do a spot with the Nightmare Collective where they cut his hair, and we donated it to Wigs for Kids. So I just want to say from a personal perspective, I thought Brandi Rhodes was cool as shit. She didn't have to do that. And so I got a lot of respect for her setting that up and going through with that. So I just wanted to mention that.
Rob Reed asks how Triple H is physically right now. He hasn't been around NXT. I was told a couple months ago he was improving.
Improving.
And yeah, improving. We've got Ari saying, any update on Swerve to AEW? Do you think it happens? I do think it happens, but he'll be popping up somewhere else soon. Well, Wood says, with Cody returning to WWE, assuming it happens, would they sign Brandi as well? I know SI said no. Anything's possible. I haven't heard of anything about that yet. Joel says, when certain WWE guys got released, you suddenly hear about these mysterious attitude problems. That seems like what is happening here with the Rhodes. Nope. You've heard about these for a very, very long time. You've heard about the friction for quite a while. Cody has referenced it in his own promos. Also, AEW largely likes to keep their stuff in-house. It's a smaller company than WWE. Plus, the source of the attitude problems is very interesting. I know where those come from, those stories. Barbed Neutra says, keep up the good work, guys. I know it's off topic, but how far do you think Jay White will go in AEW? I think he'll be like a role player for a little while he's there. But I don't expect anything major from him as of right now, but eventually, sure. Easy Attack says, do you think that Cody has been talking to WWE for the last month or so? I don't think it would have been a breach if his contract was up. I don't know the nature of his contract. I don't know if you have a separate EVP deal. But there has been some contact between he and WWE because they knew about the announcement beforehand. And then Randall says, Jimmy, I'd like to get your thoughts on a Keith Lee and Powerhouse Hobbs team. I know it's a slim chance it would happen, but I see them as a modern version of Doom. What do you think?
I think they'd be a great tag team, but I think there's more need for Keith as a singles main event level competitor, at least in the time being. So I think that's where the need is right now. Down the road, do I think that they could be a Doom style team? Sure. But I think right now there's a need to have another guy in the main event level scene. And I think that's the plan for Keith Lee.
Interesting. Well, what else you got, Jimmy?
I guess we might as well go to Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Sean.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, bud, you hear things and like you said at the top of the show, you hear things and you think there's no fucking way. So on Raw the last couple of weeks, Kevin Owens has been talking about the state of Texas. And of course, that's where WrestleMania is going to be this year. And here's what he said on Raw this week. He said, quote, if the country was the human body, Texas would be its ass. It reminds me of Bret Hart. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bret Hart said, if you gave the U.S. an enema, you'd stick the hose right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which still makes me laugh. But when Kevin Owens, you know, the last couple of weeks, he's been shitting on the state of Texas. And I figured, all right, he's just going into Mania as a heel. And I didn't think much more of it. Sean Ross Sapp hits me up and he says, you know what Sean likes to do? This is like behind the scenes things. Sean likes to hit me up and he's like, Jimmy, I'm good at this job, buddy. I'm good at this shit. And then he'll let me in on what's going on. So Sean told me on Monday evening that WWE was looking to get Steve Austin in a physical capacity at WrestleMania. I thought there is no chance that Steve Austin is going to wrestle. He's 57 years old. It's been 19 years since he had his last match at WrestleMania 19 in 2003 against The Rock. I saw no chance outside of maybe a promo. You know, maybe you do a promo, drop a stunner. That's all I saw. Now there's a lot of reports that it might actually turn into a match. What's the latest that you have heard about Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania?
Oh, man. So Monday, I'm sitting around and I see Jesus, man.
Why are you getting like a news story as we're talking here? Or?
Yeah, I am. But as Monday rolls on, I'm seeing all these teasers and all this shit. And I'm like, oh, people are going to like, this is the Cody thing. It's the Cody thing. And then I hear, no, it's not the Cody thing. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin. And he's coming back to WWE. And I reached out to people that would know. And they wouldn't deny it. And then one person confirmed it. And I was like, no, surely not. How? And then I thought about the money. And Van Twin Blade says, Kevin's right, Texas sucks. I thought about the money they were passing out to top guys over the last year or so. And I'm like, oh, that's why. That's probably why. And I had heard that WWE wanted him to get cleared for a match. That's what I heard. Specifically, that they wanted him to get cleared for a match. And that it was as close to happening as it's ever been.
Do you know if the state of Texas requires a license?
I don't, but I'll find out.
Okay. That makes a big difference. I understand the financial aspect, and you and I talked about this the other day about like Shawn Michaels in Saudi Arabia. You know, Sean had been adamant, I'm retired. They threw a 7-figure payday at him and he took it. Austin, I always looked at differently. I don't know if you read one of Sean's books. I think it was the most recent one.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He was very public in his book about his finances. And granted, this book now is probably 5 to 10 years old, but he was public about his finances. He wasn't in as good a shape financially as he had hoped. He talked about how he had a building in San Antonio that he had trouble selling. So he was in a bit of a different situation. I feel like Austin, he lives in the middle of nowhere. He had a hell of a run. He made a shit ton of money.
Well, he's not been doing his podcast for a long time either. Like his day-to-day podcast. And it's still like a top of the charts thing.
Yeah.
And like that raised question marks to me, because that's got to be a big money earner for him.
Maybe. But when you're
it's one of the top podcasts in the world.
No, that's fine. But what I'm saying is like when you live in Bobung, Texas, which is where he lives now, you know, I'm sure he's not out there buying Rolls Royces every week. Like it surprised me because he's 57. He has a history of neck issues. It surprised me. But you know what?
Oh, it surprised the hell out of me too. Not only did it surprise me, I was in complete disbelief.
Right. I mean, I guess we, you know, until Steve Austin, number one, something's got to happen. And then number two, if something does happen, he's going to come out and he's going to explain his motivation. You see him on Broken Skull Sessions. He's still in incredible physical condition, but getting in the ring. So obviously the rumor, Steve Austin, Kevin Owens, WrestleMania, KO's got the stunner. Oops.
That's the rumor that I'm hearing. That's the rumor I'm hearing, and the discussions that have been going on and all that. But anything can change,
right? So I'm going to ask you this because sometimes you'll get a super chat and people will throw odds questions at you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you this: what do you think the odds are Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestles at WrestleMania? Knowing what you know right now,
still because it's Austin. And he backed out on a match 2.5 years after he retired. I'm still going to say plus 200.
Okay.
I'm not willing to put money on it. I would put it as an underdog that it actually happens.
All right. Fair enough.
We got some more super chats. Rob's Fashion and Expressive Reality says, with this big news revolving around Cody and leaving AEW, I see one major top talent making the jump from WWE, it'd be Sasha Banks. I disagree. I think she has been very transparent about her affection towards Vince McMahon and how appreciative she is. I think there are definitely other people that I would pick to jump before her. I think Charlotte would jump before her, to be 100%. Honest with you.
I think that there's been a lot of speculation probably even within WWE that could happen.
And the fact we still don't have any super chats about Steve Austin. They're all about Cody. Like, right. What does that say? Cody's more over than Steve Austin. That's what it says. Quote me on it. Run a story.
People are in disbelief about Austin, I think.
I know. Yeah. Tyler B says, I'm so torn over this whole situation. I can't see why Cody would leave everything he built behind. This to me seems more like an ego issue for Cody. Until you live it, you don't know. You don't know what his day-to-day, his week-to-week is like. He might be miserable there. He might not be happy. He may regret some decisions that he's made. You don't know what it is. This person says that's 33%. Maybe. I don't know. Ricky says, do you think AEW does anything reactionary if Cody shows up in WWE, like a big angle or another debut to take away the buzz of Cody's return? They've already got some stuff planned. I don't know, related to Cody or reactionary or anything, but I don't think so because they've had so many big debuts and returns and stuff. I think they know to not be reactionary by now. Mm. But Joel says, with Owens trashing Texas, if the Austin things fall through, would they break glass and get the Undertaker? So I had one person, it was Louis Dangor, suggesting to me like, oh, well, maybe it's Undertaker as the Austin-level surprise, Meltzer tease. And I said, he's not an Austin-level surprise. He wrestled less than 2 years ago. Yeah. Like, to me, that ain't Austin level. We're talking about Austin, the most over wrestler in the history of time, coming back after 19 years. I don't know what could possibly do that.
The Rock,
maybe, yeah.
And sure, that's really about it. Maybe not even Cena, because Cena's been, you know, he did the Summer of Cena. So there's, The Rock is the only one that I could think of that would be that big of a surprise.
Man, this is wild. It's wild stuff. Dante V says, if Cody shows up on WWE TV, Twitter will say, it's a work, let it play out. Wrestling Twitter has been on one for months. Embarrassing. There is like a real disbelief of everything. Everything's a work. Buddy, if they committed as much to works as Twitter thinks they do, all wrestling would be better.
I did notice that there were certain names that I see a lot on Twitter that are either known to be pro WWE people or pro AEW people. The pro AEW people have been shitting on Cody Rhodes, basically saying good riddance. And the pro WWE people are saying awesome, awesome, awesome. A month ago, it would have been a complete flip. And that's social media. That's just how it is.
That is the nature of things.
Yeah.
We had Mike Lima saying, truthfully, it might be best for Cody and Brady to move on. Cody was important for the early years, but the Codyverse and his insistent to not turn heel played a factor in this. This could be a blessing in disguise for AEW with the better show flow. Buddy, he knew what he was doing there.
So
I knew what he was doing there.
And I want to interject something. So the next issue of Fightful Magazine, we actually had a story planned and written and ready comparing Cody Rhodes to Homelander.
Yeah.
because that's, I think, the inspiration for the character. So we were going to do this story, Cody Rhodes, how he's just like Homelander from The Boys. If you haven't seen The Boys, it's on Amazon Prime. It's a superhero who pretends to be a good guy, but he's actually an asshole and a villain. And that's, I think, Cody's inspiration for his current character. We've had to do a complete pivot, and now we're going to do a story about Cody and his AEW legacy. Yeah. But that had been the plan for the Cody story in that issue, based on that's what the character is. And I think when Cody, if he does go to WWE, he should still kind of go down that road. Yes. At first, he's going to be a babyface because he's coming in and, like you said, hope and surprise and everything. But ultimately, he should still go down the road, because I thought that was a really entertaining thing that he was doing with that character.
Wes Hill says, I want to see Austin and Rock for I don't. If it's cinematic, give me that match all day.
Right.
I'd watch a cinematic, unadvertised match. Like, if for 20 minutes, like as an intermission at WrestleMania, boom, there you go. Austin versus Rock, cinematic match. I'll take that all day. But no.
There's no way WWE doesn't advertise that with Rock's price tag.
Exactly. N. Simmons says, if Austin does return, this pop will be legendary.
Oh, yep. The broken glass, Sean? Oh, yeah, 100%.
Would Cody bury AEW in a WWE promo, do you think? No, but I think he would take shots. He would take shots, maybe, though. Corey says, devil advocates, maybe for an extra effective pop, have Cody debut the Raw after Mania. They do need to condition people that show is worth a shit again.
Right.
But I don't know. And I think we're all caught up. Nope, we're not. Psych! Joel says, every time a WWE guy leaves, they go on Talk to Jericho to explain their release. I'm guessing the WWE equivalent is Broken Skull Sessions. I wish it was Fightful. I wish that was it. I mean, give me that.
But Cody on Broken Skull would be very fun. That'd be interesting.
Oh, no. The tweet. Oh, my God. I got to put over this tweet.
I saw it.
It was so funny, right?
Yeah.
So good. But Malik Lucas says, I saw someone asked earlier, I have a source in the Nightmare Factory that said that Cody talked to them and says he stays and will not leave the factory. I would be shocked if he did.
Right.
I'd be very, very surprised about that if he did leave. So, yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you this question. I know that we're going to go to FightfulSelect.com soon for the list goes on. I just want to ask you this, because this is related to all this money stuff about, you know, Cody didn't get this, you know, in theory, and now he might get this, and Stone Cold coming back, all of that. Dave Meltzer reports that AEW adheres to a talent budget, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it because it seems like they sign five guys a week. But Meltzer says that they adhere to a talent budget, and that when they negotiate their next TV deal, because they will get a big increase on their next TV deal, and they deserve it.
That's something I'd love to bend Tony Khan's ear about and get some transparency out of, because not only are they should get a massive increase because their numbers aren't dropping.
Yes. I can't recall what they're getting a year right now. Was it 40 million?
They should get a lot more than that.
Yeah,
buddy.
They will.
Do you think they'll get 100 million a year?
Yes.
They should.
Yes. I think they will.
With their numbers not declining in this landscape, this economy, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think they will. But Meltzer is suggesting that they will increase their talent budget accordingly when they get their next TV deal. And that will allow them to go after more big names when they increase their talent budget. Now, number one, have you heard that they tried to stick to a talent budget? Because, again, they signed so many guys. And I understand the guys they sign are not big money names, most of them. But they signed so many guys. Have you heard that they stick to a strict talent budget?
I've not. One of those things that I'm poking around and asking about, but I've not heard that. I don't know how that works out. I'll be in Orlando in a couple of weeks. That's one of the things that we can possibly ask about.
Okay. And then aside from that, because you talk to a lot of guys in WWE and about the money deals, and we talk about the 90-day cycles and everything. If this comes to pass, if AEW gets a massive new money deal for their rights starting in 2024, and if we start hearing that they're going after more big names because they're offering more money, WWE's got no choice but to follow suit. Based on what you've heard talking to some of the big names in the company, because I know some guys have gotten big money, but I also know about the 90-day cycles. Do you think that could force WWE to change things, whether it mean guarantees outside 90-day cycles, whether it means higher downsides for mid-level guys. Do you think that they could be forced to change how they do things if AEW suddenly is offering bigger money to more guys?
Yes, I think that's already changed things. I think already it's changed the landscape.
All right.
I think it's already in the book. That's why you got re-signings getting big money. I think a lot of stuff is going to change. Again, I hate to plug FightfulSelect.com, but I'll have a story on that soon. George Fitzpatrick said, could Cody's deal with WWE potentially give him back full ownership of the Cody Rhodes name in North America? He has it.
Yeah, he got
he's
it already.
Got it. Yeah, he's yep. already got it, buddy. Mad Genius says, over under $500 million for AEW's next TV contract. If it's a 5-year, I'm saying over.
Yes.
I'm saying definitely over.
I was going to say, is he talking per year? Because
That's not happening. Cher Delaware says his pop at Madison Square Garden 2019 was insane. He was advertised for that, meaning The Rock. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And Ricardo wraps us up and says, I'm looking at the Stone Cold thing with the same attitude. I see every rumor in wrestling. I'll believe it when I see it. Me too, buddy. Head over to FightfulSelect.com. Just subscribe in general. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.